Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, one of the tunes you're likely to hear over the next couple of weeks. It's interesting, isn't it, that at Christmas time we're also likely to hear a traditional sacred carol, an example of that kind of seasonal song, Let All That Are to Mirth Incline. Let me share from the lyric the first verse of this carol. Let all that are to mirth inclined consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. Christmas, like many holidays, contains elements of the sacred and the profane. A new book of essays about the business of holidays observes that our holidays reveal much about us, past and present. Editor Maud Lavin writes in the introduction to this book, The Business of Holidays, to unpeel the holidays is to find layer after layer of invented traditions, images, and practices borrowed from immigrant groups, different religions, agricultural cycles, and government rulings. Maud Lavin is Associate Professor of Visual and Critical Studies and Art History, Theory, and Criticism at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and she's my guest in this portion of the program. Maud, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is a book of essays of the written word and also essays that are comprised of visual images. What would you like to say by way of describing this book, The Business of Holidays?
I describe it as serious fun. The design is great. Every page spread looks different, and we have things like mashed potatoes in the margins and swimsuits made of peeps, and the book is just exploding with holiday stuff. And at the same time, it's a carefully researched and written analysis of what the intersection of our commercial world is with the way we celebrate holidays today. And we wanted to avoid the hand-wringing that you usually hear about the commercialization of holidays and say, look, you know, corporate culture is responsible for a lot of the invented traditions that are behind the way we celebrate and share holidays. So let's